Welcome, family, to the Now Network.
One time
saved.
He will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out. Here we go. Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know. Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like the pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, cause it's not all in vain, no. What? This evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say.
Yeah.
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 Not always been what I needed to be. I've made mistakes that brought me to my knees. And still it's loving.
Just look at
me. Say it.
I've already
That's right. Is that all right? He will take care of you. Just clap your hands right there.
He will take care of you.
I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I say it's all right.
Come on.
Clap your hands and see me.
La 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 la.
I say it's all right.
Hit him with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody say it with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Clap your hands. Everybody just clap. Hey. Just
clap your hands and see me.
And everybody just clap your hands.
All right, we know he's on the line, but I think he might have his phone unmuted. Pastor, hit your mute.
Yes, yes, yes. I apologize.
There you go.
I apologize about that. I was saying this is another third Tuesday of the month. We are live. We kicking it. We back on this show again, man. Up the movement. Look, last month, we was in last month. This is another month, so that we can just give God his glory and his honor. Why? Because we're able to tune in again. We're able to be a part of this again, knowing that God has sustained us and kept us in his peace. Praise the Lord. I want to share something with you real quick, and we're going to get into this topic tonight because it is something that I want to share. Isaiah, the 53 chapter of verses 5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I hope we heard that chapter 53, amen, verses 5. But he was wounded. I want to talk about this tonight because, see, sometimes we get out of track. We get out of track with our Lord and Savior. Not only that, we get out of track with our brothers and sisters. You know, this man up on the movement, this man up. And so we as brothers need to man up because our generation is dying on us. Our generation is no longer going to hear the truth. Why? Because we're selling them or we're giving them fake doctrine. We're not real. It's time for us to step up our game. It's time for us to get it right. Why? Because God has gave us another opportunity. This is April. This is April. We about to get into March. I mean, this March, right? This April, right? Let me get it right, because we just celebrated the death, burial, resurrection a couple weeks ago, you know. But we got to get it right. How we got to get it right? We got to start taking responsibility for our action. We got to start taking responsibility for our action. God died that we must share the gospel. We're not sharing the gospel. We blabbing and grabbing. We listen to all other, you know, it's, my spirit is vexed. I'm upset. I'm upset because when I got saved, when I came to the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, he said, be holy for I am holy. He said, come out of my mess. He said, come out of my darkness. Come out of the things that hope that bound me. Come out of the things that had me shackled. I was institutionalized. I was a dope fiend. I was a homemonger. I was a cusser. I was a drunker. I was a fusser. I was a gangbanger. And I'm upset. Every day that I look on Facebook, I see that we supposed that we got the Holy Ghost. Every day that I'm looking and I'm listening to my brothers, that we supposed to hold up the banner. We supposed to hold each other together. He said, if you find your brother falling in divers temptation, or you find your brother falling in sin, we supposed to go and elevate him and lift him and pick him up. I'm upset. I'm mad. Where the true savers at? Where the true people saying that they got the Holy Ghost? Where's the true people saying that they die with God and they risen with him? Where we at? We get together on these talk shows. We sell out for money. We sell out for fame and glory. We sell out for things that at the end of the day, they ain't going to mean nothing to you. Because if you don't got a raise, you're going to die and go straight to hell. When the brothers that are saying that I'll die for this? When the brothers that are saying that I'm sold out for Christ? We're not sold out for Christ. We sold out for filthy lucre. I'm upset. Why I'm upset? Because he told me I had to be holy. He said, I got to get rid of all my alcohol. He said, I got to get all rid of my homemonger. He said, I got to get rid of my fornicating. He said, I got to get rid of my pornography. He said, I got to get rid of all these things that will hold me down. Everything that will hold me down, I need to get rid of it. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he a new creature. We are not being new. We got the same mentality. We got the same thoughts. That's why I kind of like pull back. Why? Because, see, I'm about to tell some of you brothers, I'm about to tell some of you prophets, some of you bishops, some of you evangelists, why are you selling people's dreams? Why you keep prophesying lies? Why are you trying to get a crowd to follow behind you? We supposed to follow Christ, not your ministry. We supposed to follow Christ, not your denomination. We supposed to follow Christ, not that you all better in the bag of chips. Oh, he can sing. Oh, he can do this, he can do that. We supposed to present the gospel with truth. We supposed to tell a fornicator, come up out of that pew. We supposed to tell a homosexual, man, you know you can't be doing all this kind of stuff. We supposed to tell our brothers to pull up your pants. We supposed to tell our brothers if you see that sister coming in the door, open up the door for her. You see your wife about to get in the car, open up the door for her. But, you know, I'm upset. Why I'm upset? Because we lying. We're not prophesying. We lying, Pop. We not prophesying. We lying. We lying to get people to follow us. We lying to get people to say, oh, man, he on point. Oh, that's brother on point. We need to stop telling the truth. The Bible says that the souls that sin are going to die and go straight to hell. But we want to change the message so we can fit their gym shoes. I'm tired of trying everybody to fit their gym shoes. We need to speak the truth. Hell is real. Hell is real. And if we don't get ourselves together, we're going to bust hell wide open. I'm telling you, we got to man up. This is a 2018, and we still got the same mentality. We still acting like crabs. Want to pull one another down. We don't want to exalt one another. We don't want to exalt one another, but we want to throw apple pies and oranges and grapefruits in their face. We bogus. We need to come true to the. He said, "Come true to the game." We come true to the game. He said, "Come with all your sins. Come on, everything that you have, come to Christ." We're not doing that. We got stuff hidden in closets, man. Because we can't see one another. We think that, oh, they can't see me. It's all right. The Holy Ghost see you. You know you shouldn't be smoking cigarettes. And he talking about you want to hop off Shatolo Boha. You want to speak in tongues. You know you got a girlfriend. You sure don't even supposed to have a girlfriend. Matter of fact, You supposed to come out a homosexual. You saying you've been delivered? You saying you've been set free? Why are you still acting like you homosexual? Why are you still watching pornography? Why are you still cussing and fighting? Why are you still lying on people? You saying you got the Holy Ghost. You walking around talking about you speaking all in tongues. No, I'm not trying to be soft. I'm giving it to you hard. I'm giving it to you hard. Why? Because if you don't get yourself together, you're going to die and go to hell. It's time for us to get it right, man. It's time for us to get it right. Quit trying to be hang out with the popular crowd. Quit trying to hang out with the popular crowd. The popular crowd is going to hell. They going to hell. You know, they going to hell. Well, you know, we got this understanding that if I don't have no trouble, I'm cool. No, Jesus said that you will be persecuted for his name's sake. If you're not being persecuted, then that means you're not sold out to Christ. We need to tell it real, man. We need to get together and tell this thing real like it is. No, don't be no popular preacher. Why you got to be a popular preacher? Why you want to be a popular evangelist? Why you want to be a popular bishop? Why you want to be a popular prophet? If you're going to prophesy, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Man, you know you jacked up. You know you need deliverance. You know you need to be set free. You know you need to be delivered. But no, we quick to say, he all right. He all right. The devil is alive. No, you're not all right. Put down that wine bottle. Put down that smoke. Quit trying to manipulate that sister. You know you know that sister trying to get her life together, but you still want to mess her up. Come on, man. We gotta get ourselves together. It's time for truth. He said, find the truth and sell it not. The truth will set you free. If you're still living and dipping and diving, then you need to get deliverance. If you're still dipping and diving and traveling, you need to get delivered. It's time for you to quit lying. You're talking about some of your prophet. What kind of prophet is sits there and lies? God gives the word. If you're a prophet, why you got to prophesy? Why you got to prophesy lies? Man, I'm rolling here in Wisconsin, been hanging out with my wife and my daughter. I love my kid. I love my kid. I love my kid with my whole heart. I wouldn't be a righteous father to let my daughter bust up and go to hell. I wouldn't be a righteous father to let my daughter go out there and get pregnant and all that old kind of stuff. That's a lie from the devil. No, my daughter's not going to get pregnant. It's time for me to man up. I need to know what's going on in her life. I need to know what's going on in her life. I need to know what's going on in her bedroom and all that. Why? Because I'm taking responsibility. I know you probably hearing the ding, ding, ding. Well, like I said, I'm out with the wife. And the Lord been dealing with me. He's been dealing with me because I want to hang out with the popular crowd. I want to hang out with the crowd and think they got it all together. We don't got it all together. The only person got it all together is Christ. We need Christ daily. And it's about time for us to, start speaking the truth, man. It's time for us to start speaking the truth. You know, we get on these shows, and all of a sudden we think people can't see us. But they can see us because the Holy Ghost can see us. And we sit there, I'm all right. No, you're not. You're not all right. You're not all right. As long as you're in this world, you'll never be all right. As long as you're in this world, you'll never be all right. Why? Because this is the devil. He said it in the word. He said this world belongs to the devil. This world already been condemned to go to hell. But God came to take away the sins. God came to redeem mankind back to him. This world's already going to hell. But we trying to go to hell right with him. He said we supposed to be different from the world. We don't supposed to be like the world. We supposed to be different. They supposed to see the Holy Ghost in you. They supposed to see King Jesus in you. But yet they don't see King Jesus in it. They see a lot of phony. I'm tired of them calling us fake Christians. I'm not a Christian. I'm tired of them to hit me with religion. He said I'm a saint. He said I'm a servant of a high most. He said I'm a high priest. You know, but we getting caught up in this world, man, because we want everybody to like us. We want everybody to come join our clique. We want everybody to come join our organization. No, the organization that Christ died. But yet we still want to play games. Yet we still want to sit up here and lie to one another. Oh, Doc, you all right? No, you ain't, Doc. You ain't all right. You still messing around, man. You talking about you got the Holy Ghost and you still shacked up. You talking about you got the Holy Ghost and you still stealing. You got the Holy Ghost, but you still selling dope. You got the Holy Ghost, but you still drinking. You still clubbing. Yeah, I'm talking the truth. But now when you hear me, I always talk the truth. I ain't scared of nobody. I'm not scared of the devil because I know who principality is. But my dad is better than principality. He said, I got power and authority. I got power and authority. So the devil should have got mad at you this morning when you got up. Why? Because God renewing you daily. He said he renew you daily. What I mean renew you daily? He giving you more grace. He giving you more abilities. He giving you more understanding. He giving you more power. He giving you more authority to live, to walk right, to correct the things that you're doing. You know, you got to correct yourself before you wreck yourself. What I mean by that, how you wreck yourself, because you go straight to hell with the devil. The Holy Ghost trying to tell you to stop, but you want to override the Holy Ghost. And then you want to talk about you all this and that. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. You just a flesh. You just a flesh in the body. If you don't control yourself, then that means he's going to turn you to a reprobated mind. That's in the word. We talk all this old yin-yang, but it's in the word. God said, a sheep know my voice and a stranger will not follow. Why do we keep following these strange people? They're giving you doctrine don't even mean nothing. They're giving you doctrine don't even straighten your lifestyle out. You can't even get a job. Not alone, you can't even treat your household right. You don't even got a prayer life. Tell my God doing this and God doing this. God. He said, you know the fruits. You know the fruits. You know the fruits. You know who they is. They called by my name. He said, my people, which I call by my name, will humble themselves. You'll see the fruits behind that. I don't have to get on there and talk a lot. I don't have to get it prophesied. If I got a word for you, I'm going to give you the word. I'm not going to wait till you go down to destruction. Oh, man, I knew it was coming. Man, you ain't knew nothing. Because if you knew it, you'd have called me up. You'd have came to me and say, I'm trying. Well, we man enough. I would have came to you and said, look, man, the role you taking is something to destruction. God gave me a word to tell you, stop what you're doing. No, I don't have to wait until you go to have a car accident. I don't have to wait till you OD. No, I'm going to give you the word. And the word is this. God said you need to straighten up your act. If you don't straighten up your act, you're going to die and go straight to hell. And that's true. That's no repentance when you die. That's no repentance when you're in hell. Once saved, always saved. It saved folks in hell. They wish they could repent right now. They wish they could have got themselves back together. It's a lot of saved folks in hell. Remember the Bible said even the elect would be fooled. He said even the elect would be fooled. He says even the elect would be fooled. So how wise are you? He said he that endures to the end should be saved. You got to endure because you get the Holy Ghost today and you prophesy tomorrow. You still got to endure. You got to endure tribulations. You got to endure hardship. You got to endure when the devil's on your back. And flip it over. The devil should never be on your back. You got too much Holy Ghost. Don't you know, if you got the Holy Ghost, and a lot of folks say that, you know, Scripture said, but then the Scripture corrected itself because he said we all come short of the glory of God. Of course, we do. But God said the same glory he got, he want to give to you. It's in the Scripture. He said, Father, the same glory you give to me so I can give to them. So that's the Holy Ghost. So the devil should never be on your back because you got too much Holy Ghost. It's time for us to be real, man. It's time for us to get ourselves together. Let's quit lying to one another. Let's try to be popular. The word of God is true. God came that the world may be saved through him. That's why he came and he left. He said, I sent back the comforter. The comforter will help you. They will help me not to live in an ungodly world. It'll help me to do righteous. So when I do come and tell you the goodness of Jesus, you would accept it. I ain't coming to judge you, but I'm coming to tell you, man, roll you on, man, that's not the road. That's not the road, straight road. Narrow is the way. Straight. We want to walk this day straight. So I know I'm not sound like I'm high style in my voice, but if the devil talk to you like this here, if the devil say something to you like this, you wouldn't say nothing. But soon we start talking righteous and we start giving up wrong. Oh, he judging. The devil judge you every day. Do you say anything to him? It's time for us to get it right together. It's time for us to focus. It's time for us to speak truth. It's time for us to get out of our shell. How can we take this world by storm? He said, if violence, take it by force. How can we take something? He said, you the head, not the tail. Do we believe that? Do we believe that we have the Holy Ghost? Do we believe that God died and risen for us? Do we believe that he gave us power and authority? Do we believe that we can walk over serpents like he said? Do we believe that? He was the ultimate prophet. He prophesied death, burial, and resurrection. He prophesied greatest things that we would do. We can't do greater things if we're so selfish. If we think we got it all together. We think we all this. We think we all that. Adventure. You know, that's the spirit of pride. I don't have to tell you, you acting like a Jezebel. When you act certain ways, you know what kind of spirit that is. That's the spirit of arrogance. Can't nobody tell you nothing. I know all the words. Yeah, you know the word, but it is you doing the word. He said, don't be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word. And so that's what we have to do. We got to take this city. We got to take this world. We got to take this world by the word of God. We got to come together. Iron sharpens iron. We're not trying to sharpen iron to get all accolades. No, we're trying to produce the world. We're trying to get the world to understand Jesus Christ is coming back. He's coming back for a dying world. He's coming back to bring us back to righteous with him. And what we need to do, we need to get this out of our system. We need to get this out of our system and let God know we need him daily. David said his best. Renew the right spirit in me, Lord. Create the right heart in me. Search my heart. Within my heart is false. Within my heart is not true. Within my heart is lying. You know, that's in my heart because I'm in this sinful world. Because I'm in the world doesn't mean I have to be like the world. And so that's what I got. I got what God has gave me to put it out there. I ain't apologizing. I'm not apologizing. I'm not calling nobody whatever, whatever, whatever. No, I'm not apologizing. I'm telling you real. The soul that sin is going to die. And I hear that. That spirit who he think he is. I'm nobody. But Jesus Christ is somebody. Jesus Christ is one judge. He said in the days that he will open up the books. And you heard. He said it's better for you not to hear this word. And you can't sit there and say you're not hitting his word, so you shouldn't even turn on this. You shouldn't even got old man up in the movement. You shouldn't. When you first heard my voice, you should have turned it off. Cause woe to you. It's too late now. Cause the books will be open, and he said he gonna ask you who hindered you. You can't blame Apostle E. You can't blame Pastor Collins. You can't blame the Now Network. Ministry. You can't blame us because he's going to say who hindered you. You hindered yourself. He said today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of new beginning. 29, my time is probably 7:29 your time. Today is the day to get it right. Close that closet. Get all that liquor out of your closet. Get all that smoke out of your house. Get rid of those cigarettes. Matter of fact, get rid of all that ungodly stuff that you have. Get rid of it. The Holy Ghost is not pleased with it. And you want to sit up there and tell them you prophesy. If you want to prophesy, prophesy and get your life together. You need to look yourself in the mirror and say, I would do better. When? How? I do better. Now that I know better. You can't say that you have the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost don't dwell in the unclean temple. So if you got the Holy Ghost and you still smoking and you still lying and you still fornicate, and you're still watching all these ungodly movies and listening to all these ungodly movies, that ain't the Holy Ghost. That ain't the Holy Ghost. He called, God said, that's the devil. He said, it was a Bezebel. And so we have to get it right. I know they don't like, a lot of people don't like this type of teaching. Oh, he's harsh. But Jesus Christ, he died for a reason. He died that you may have life more than a pussy. He didn't die that you'd be bound. He didn't die so you'd be scared. Quit being scared. Come out of that scaredness. Let God do what he needs to do in your life. Let God heal you the way he needs to heal you. Let God bring you out of that world of sin. I tell you, if you would take your time and you would ask God, Lord, I have some issues in my life. I need to change these things that I have in my life. I got some strongholds in my life that I need to get rid of. God is able to get rid of that thing. You don't have to keep playing with your life. Man, Russian, what you call that, Russian roulette?
Russian
roulette. You got one bullet in there, and you still playing with the chain. Oh, it's not going to go. No, it's not going to go. Don't you know, if you commit sin, if you commit suicide, don't you know you can't ask God for forgiveness? You know that? If you commit suicide, you know God can't forgive you. How did you know that God can forgive you? You dead. You commit so quick. He said the soul that sinned is going to die and go straight to hell. Quit playing Russian roulette with your life. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Not Pastor Collins, not Apostle E, not a network, not your apostle, not your church, not your denomination. It's through Jesus Christ. And he already paid the penalty. He died once. He's not coming back to die again. He's coming back for the saints. I know you want to be in that number. I know you want to be part of that number. What you got to do is, you got to tell self, man, you know you're not right. Sometimes we got to talk to ourselves. Man, you know you wasn't cool. You know what you did wasn't right. You know that thing wasn't right. Thing wasn't right. And so I'm encouraging us as the body of Christ. Let's step up. We heard too much preaching. I would, I could have, should have, did have. No, that's over with. Because if this was your last day, what would you do different? How would you live it? What would you do? What would you do? Would you get it together? Or would you just lay there and go straight? Just lay there and just die and go to hell. The devil is a lie. Let's man up. Let's get this thing together. Let's get our mind together. Let's get our heart together. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And if you think I'm lying to you, go get a newspaper. Matter of fact, teach yourself. Ask yourself, is you an obituary? Did they just start making funeral arrangements for you? Is you sitting on a table the coroner taking your entours out and vomit fluid you and all that stuff? Is he doing that? No, he's not doing that. Today you can get it right. So tomorrow, when you see that brother, you won't walk past that brother. Or you see that sister, you won't walk past that sister. You'll show them the grace that God has showed you the grace. You give them the love like God gave you the love. For God so loved us, he gave himself. That's what we have to think about. That's how we got to man up. We got to get this thing on the move. We got to get this thing on the move, man. Because he's coming back. And my question is, are we going to be in that number? Are we going to be in that number? Are we going to be in that number? Yes, are we going to be in that number? So, I mean, let's get it together, my brothers and sisters. Let's get it together, because God wants us to get it together. We have to get it together. We got to get it together. We have to. It's a must. And so I'm saying, from Madison, Wisconsin, to all over the world, God already did what he had to do. Now it's up to us to do the rest. And how we do the rest? By showing the love of Christ. By showing the love of Christ. If you're scared, ask God for understanding, because he haven't gave you the spirit of fear, or power, love, and a sound mind. The Bible said he even gave you the spirit of fear. So that means he gave you boldness. He gave you boldness. So in my closing, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, God is asking for us to do what he allowed us to do, and that's to share the gospel. To share the gospel. Don't care what nobody says. Because if they refuse you, they don't refuse you, they refuse Jesus Christ. Man, they don't receive me. It ain't about receiving me. It's about receiving Jesus Christ. Because he said in so many ways, shake the dust off your feet. Because it's not worthy for you to be there. Shake the dust off your feet and keep it separate. So I want you guys to be encouraged. I want you guys to keep us in prayer here in Madison, Wisconsin. I hope we don't get the snow again tonight because it's coming out snowing again. And I'm like, man, I want to get out here in these streets. You know, the job is going great. The wife and the kids are going great. My jobs are going great. Christ is going great. And I hope he's doing great things in your life. So I thanks again for Apostle allowing me to do this again. I pray to God let me come back again on the next third Tuesday, you know, to share his word, to share his love, and to share his goodness. So, I mean, I'm just
on fire.
I'm just
on fire. Man, the fire that's been shut up in your bones have been released on this network tonight. I didn't even want to dial in and get involved because the word and the conviction. Oh my God, there's nothing wrong with some conviction to get you back in place and remind you. Stop tripping. Stop doing you. Stop disobeying God and just allow him. I'm blessed, man of God. I'm manned up. I ain't got nothing to say. You didn't put enough word out there. I'm telling you, you've been holding on for about 3 months in your season of rest and getting other things in order. But tonight was your night that he has released in you a fire and a word like never before. Just be encouraged. We want to open up the lines. Anybody else that has a comment, has a prayer request, you may be a brother out there, heard a word tonight and says, I want to know more. You don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. We want to open up the lines for you right now. We want to pray with you, embrace you in, and let you know you're just like us. The only difference is we made a choice to give Christ our all. You can do the same thing right now. Dial one. So, my brother, like I say, man, I'm just going to clap my hands. Fire.
God be the glory. God be the glory. God be the glory.
Amen. That's all I get it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Y'all don't be scared now. I know we have a full board tonight. And we want some brothers. I see some brothers out there. I'm not trying to throw under the bus. This is the season of Pastor E not throwing folks under the bus, but we want to hear from you and feel like this is really your time to shine, your time to speak, your time to be a part of this broadcast, as well as myself and Pastor Dwayne. This is about family. This is about brothers. This is about each and every one of us letting God use us in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. Amen? Well, Pastor
Amen.
Dwayne, it seems like wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Area code 334, last 41042. You're live on Man Up the Movement with Pastor Dwayne.
Amen, man. Praise the Lord, my brother, Pastor Dwayne Collins, man. That was a now word, and I'm telling you, what you said is so true. And I must say, amen, 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 amen. You continue to preach the word because people need to know truth. And I promise tonight was a now word. I enjoyed the word, and I was like, And I can say, So again, I say thank you for the word of God on tonight, man of God. God bless you. Your sister Christ, Prophetess Lisa. Bless you, Pastor E. Love you, Pastor E.
God bless you, Prophetess Lisa. We're looking forward to that word continuing on Thursday night.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Women speak now with Prophetess Lisa. It's going down.
I'm excited.
All right, God bless. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Well, Pastor Dwayne, you want to close us out, man? What's going on in Madison? I heard you say something about snow.
Yeah, we got a blizzard a couple days ago, you know, for the first day of spring. We got snow.
They got blizzards.
Yeah. Now they talking about
I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I remember them days. I told you I used to live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, man, it's springtime. It's springtime, and all of a sudden, here go 20 inches of snow. What's going on?
Yeah. But, you know, with the grace of God, man, that, you know, we've been blessed, man, because we could get it could be worse, you know. But God holds back his wrath on some stuff. And so I'm just cool, man, because I'm kind of familiar with this weather. So, I mean, it'd be messed up if we would get a hurricane or something like that. Then you have to start worrying.
Wait, an earthquake up there. You don't want no earthquakes.
Yeah, man. And, you know, it's going on all over, man. You know, you got places that have tornadoes and, you know, and stuff like that. And so it's like, but, you know, like I said, God has been graceful to us, man. So I'm just taking it as it comes, man, you know, and I'm not looking for no snow again tonight. I'm thinking that tomorrow is going to be a beautiful
sunshine.
Day, man, you know.
Come on, sunshine.
Yes, sir. I'm praying for it.
Well, we're going to pray in agreement with you. We're going to pray in agreement with y'all.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, go ahead and pray us out of here, my brother.
Gracious God, we just come before you, Lord. We thank you, God, for another life. We thank you for another opportunity, God, to straighten up our mess. Because, Lord, you say your grace renewed daily. It's daily, Lord. So, God, we just thank you for that daily grace and that we can do a greater things for you as it comes. Lord, we ask right now, God, that you watch over every listen here, God. Every heart that is broken, God, we ask you to fix it. God, we ask you to put things back in perspective. Why? Because you need to be lifted up. You need to let your glory be shown. Glory, God, that makes everything come in righteousness. So, Father God, we ask right now, God, touch us in a mighty way. Speak to us the way you want to be spoke to, God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that heal the broken heart, heal the wound, and, God, those that need a miracle. I need a miracle. God, show your miracle, God. Show your love. Show your compassion. But not just because we worship you, just because we love you. So, Father God, I ask you right now, God, and let a rain of blessings follow and fall on the man that put things together, God, on your apostle, God, that you put this fire in his bone, that you put this word in his bone, you put this vision in him, God. And, God, just pour out. You said that you will open up the windows of heaven and you will pour out a blessing on him that he don't have room to receive. Father God, let that blessing overflow him because it's not going to overtake him. He know where the blessing comes from. He know where the grace comes from. He know what the good comes from. So, Father God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, just let your shower of blessings shower, God, and we just give you all the glory and honor, God. And Lord, just like I say, God, watch over our family members. Watch over our loved ones, God, you know. Give love and peace to us, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name, God. We confess our faults to you. And, Lord, we just say, Lord, do a new thing because you say you do new things daily. So we'll give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.